Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, you at UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have my brother on the line with me, Andre Washington. Oh man, he's an R&B singer, he has gospel roots, so let me just warn you that his new single that's out, It Gets No Better Than You, well, it's just a lovely combination. So Andre, let the people know what's going on.
Oh man, I'm excited. I'm excited about this year. I finally released a single after about 15 years.
Wow.
And I'm just excited. You know, I'm actually just being obedient to God. And he told me, I'm waiting on you. Release something. That's the space I'm in now. And I'm about to go all in.
Good. Now, there's a line in the song, and I absolutely love this line because it's true and it should be when you love someone. And you say, I love you, but I like you. Oh, my goodness, Andre. Andre. I was like, that right there, I was done. Because I was like, people be like, I love you, but I don't like you, right? I like you, but I don't love you. So please.
But I don't love you.
Yeah, come on. Let's talk about that. Get that in.
Yo, well, first of all, I wrote this song with a great friend of mine. You may know him. His name is Chaz Shepherd.
We love Chaz Shepherd.
That's my bro. And when we got the track together and he was like, all right, how you want to start off? I said, I love you. And he said, and I like you. Because we had just had a conversation prior to that about being in love. You can be in love with someone, but you don't like them.
Right.
And you can like somebody.
Yep.
But you don't love them.
Right. Right.
But if you have that combination,
right,
it's a beautiful thing. So we thought that would be a great way just to kind of open up people's minds about relationships, you know, because that's what the song is about.
Right.
You know? So we thought that would be a great opening line.
Yeah.
I love you and I like you.
Just in time for spring and summer, to pump high in your Jeeps and in your cars and have on your playlist. Try to love and like the person you say you love.
Yo, it can be difficult at times if we, you know, just keep it 100. Like, you know, there's times where, you know you love somebody, but in that moment, you don't like them.
Right, true.
And that's just being 100.
Right.
That's being 100.
Yeah. That's relationship 101.
101.
Yeah. So now.
I'm glad you caught that.
Oh, I love it. First, I told you I love the song. You know, I play it because one, now voice, you're not going to act up on the interview. oh my goodness. One, we need that R&B feel, and it has all of that. And, you know, just like, wow. First of all, thank you for having a love song out, because I keep saying this to all the R&B artists who are putting out love songs. We need it. Thank you. You know, we need love in the air. We need love in the airwaves. So thank you for that.
Yeah. Thank you. I feel like that is a part of my mission. Okay. And, you know, I believe there is a time and place for everything.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There are times where ratchet, it has its place. But I don't think we should just focus on that, you know. So I'm just the voice for love and relationships and just getting better, period.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So, you know, that's kind of like my mission, is to put out songs about love. Because we need it. Mm-hmm. This world is crazy. It's lit, and we need love. God is love.
Exactly.
Kind of like where I am.
Exactly. Now, you was with a R&B group prior, All For One. Tell us a little bit about that and what happened to the group.
Well, let's see. My father came to California. I'm from the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And my father came to California, and he just applied for a job, like whatever. But he got the job. He decided to move the family to California. I went to high school in a city called Palmdale, and I met up with a good friend of mine. His name is Jamie Jones. Jamie said, hey, man, you know, we're about to start this group. I think you have a great voice, you know, what you think? And I met up with the group, sung, they loved me. We formed a group called All For One. Mm-hmm. We recorded first song called So Much Love. It went to like number 4, number 5
nice.
On the Billboard charts. It was huge. And then we was about to release a song which later became like Grammy award winning, a huge hit called I Swear. Mm-hmm. But prior to that, I got my parents got a call, and the manager of the group said, "We just believe that your son is just not good enough to be in this group. So we're going to kick him out because he really can't sing.
Right,
so we're just going to kick him out of the group."
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm grateful for the experience.
Mm-hmm.
It was a tough one.
What did you learn in that process? What did you really walk away with?
I walked away with life because I tried to commit suicide because I, at that moment, you know, just being young, 18, 19, my parents had moved me to California for this moment, you know, because they just believed in me. But because, you know, the industry is the way that it is, it was very hurtful. But I walked away with my life, and I walked away with knowing that God just kept me from things that probably would have destroyed me.
That's good.
So I'm grateful for the experience, because it taught me a lot. It taught me a lot about myself, you know, just being weak in moments and being strong, you know,
nice.
And choosing to be strong and choosing to, you know, sometimes life will present you situations where you got to get through them. You have to get through that.
Right.
So I got through that. It took me a while.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm here.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And for those who thought you could not sing, you did backgrounds for Beyonce, who thinks you can sing. Otherwise, she wouldn't have you on stage with her. So let's move forward to how did you even get that gig with Beyonce?
My first experience with Beyonce was the Grammy.
Okay.
A friend of mine called me. A good friend of mine, his name is Mabuto. He called me. He said, "Hey, someone just asked me, do you know another male singer who can really sing, like hold his own?" And he gave me a call. He told me to come in, and I didn't even have to audition. They took his word for it.
Wow.
And which happens a lot, and that's a God moment. You know what I'm saying? That's
yes.
a God moment.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
When you don't have to audition for Beyonce, like, what is
right.
that?
Right. Who does that?
You know what
that?
I mean?
Right.
It's crazy, but I came in, we did the Grammys. From there, it led to the next day we did the tribute to Stevie Wonder, where she did a medley of songs for Stevie Wonder, and I was a part of that. And then after that, I got the call to do backgrounds for her studio version of a song she did in Lion King, which won a Grammy. And then I got a call again for her movie or documentary, whatever you want to call it, for Black is King.
Nice.
So I've been blessed.
Right,
I've been blessed.
Right,
and
right.
she is, I mean, she was so great to work with. I have nothing but great things to say about Beyonce. She was really, really cool. When I walked in to the rehearsal, I didn't even know it was her. I walked past her, and she had got up, and we kind of met, and she said, "Hi, how are you?" And I didn't know it was her.
Right.
She said, "My name is Beyonce," and I was like, I just started laughing.
Right.
I said, "Hello." I said, "My name is Andre. It's nice to meet you." She was cool, just like chopping like we chopped.
Right.
Cool, down to earth.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that, because, you know, people like to talk about people they ain't never even met. But let me keep the interview going. So, and you're still alive, and your life's still been going well since you've had an encounter with Beyonce. You know what? So.
I'm alive.
Right. So, Beyonce, let me do another high hitter. Mariah Carey. These are some of the top female vocalists of our day. You know, Aretha Franklin, you know, the late Aretha Franklin. So for someone who couldn't sing, share with us being with Aretha and Mariah and what you learned in those experiences.
Let me tell you, Aretha, though, I did the Grammys. I think it was the 50th Grammys, and they did it like a tribute. It was like gospel.
Right.
And I remember just standing there. She walked in, and like her first note was glory. It was her, just her presence.
Right.
The way that she sung was just magnificent. It was heavenly. And I was sitting there like, dang, this is really happening. Like, you know, Aretha Franklin is right in front of me.
Right.
It was so beautiful. And I had a chance to do that. And Mariah Carey, I didn't get a chance to talk to her or have any interaction. It was just one of those type of things or whatever. But it was on American Idol. It was a lot of fun. So, you know, my career as a background singer has been a blessing.
Yeah, I mean, you've done a lot, and especially with the Grammys with John Legend. Talk about Faith Evans.
Yeah, that was fun. That was the same time.
Oh, okay.
That was the same time as Beyonce.
Oh, okay.
So I did like a double thing. I did.
You better be double
Beyonce
booked.
And then right after that.
I said, you better be double booked.
Yeah.
Booked and busy.
God has been good to me.
Tell us about Faith Evans, since, you know, we in the R&B and, you know, working with her. Another voice to be reckoned with.
Oh, yeah. She can sing, too.
Yeah.
She can sing. I learned a lot from her. Just watching her stage presence, watching how she interacts with people who come and see her sing.
Right.
You know, watching her deal with people like behind the scenes.
Right.
I learned a lot.
Okay,
you know, if you keep your eyes open, you can learn some things.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I was with Faith for like 5 years.
Wow.
And 5 years. So we had a chance to travel the world, do some TV shows together. It was really cool. And she was cool, and she was down to earth. And she treated us good. So
nice.
We
like to hear that. We like to hear. I always want to know the people who put other people on, because are we helping? Are we helping our fellow person? So you being a background singer with Faith Evans for 5 years, now you got your new project coming. Do you think, I mean, I don't know if you did or didn't, but do you think if you gave her a call or dropped some bars that she would do it?
You talking about Faith?
Yeah.
I think so. It's just that I have work to do.
Right. No, like, I got you.
There's a certain, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I got you.
I got work to
I'm
do.
Just saying, I just want to know how you feel. Do you feel like we do where key players speak? We don't do reviews, okay? Like how we're talking about life and your career and how you're growing and how you're blossoming and how you're moving from the background to the front and center.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
when we do that, we want people to hear from you. That's why we say we're key players speak.
Yeah.
In that interim,
in that interim,
you know, you've worked with a lot of great people. So sometimes I do want to know that personality. Like, were they nice? Were they nice? Because this industry will sometimes make them sound like divas and they're just, you know, get my water. You know what I'm saying? Run over there. And
some of that is true, though.
Okay.
Some of that is true. Oh. I will, you know, some of that is true without me even like really going into that.
Right.
Some of that is true. But for the most part, the people that I've mentioned.
Right. This is what I'm talking. Right.
They treated me good.
And that's what we want to. That's what we want to share with the people, because we do know. We do know that there's some that's real shady, you know, and you're like, oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Relax. You know,
it's disappointing, too.
It's disappointing, though.
I mean, you know, you kind of come in and for some, you know, you'd be like, oh, I was a fan or whatever. And then they kind of treat you a certain way. And all that goes away.
If I name names, people would be mad. But anyway.
Yeah, they would.
Yeah.
I believe you, too.
Yeah. No. And I have a Christian radio show. So there's been some Christian artists that I'm a fan of that I've been like, oh, my God. And they've been like, little girl. And yeah. I'm like,
it's disappointing, right?
Yeah, it's very disappointing.
It's disappointing.
It is.
But it lets you know, I tell you this much, it lets you know that people are people.
Yeah, true.
And there's no getting away from it. And sometimes you catch them on a bad day, but at the end of the day, you are who you are.
Come on.
And sometimes, and especially in this gospel industry, people, they're the opposite of what they sing or preach about. And it's sad.
It's very sad.
It's sad. But I'd rather you be that person so I know how to, where to place you in my life. I'd rather see you like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know where, okay, I need to put you here in my life.
That's right.
I know how to move around you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But the long game will tell on you. I always say time will tell on you. Time will tell on you.
Absolutely.
You know, trust
Absolutely.
Me. I know that. So you also, you are also a songwriter and you've written some songs for some people and I'm sure they appreciate it because you're good at your craft. But one of the songs you wrote, tell us about it, because someone who is major in the Christian community, who I absolutely love, but I'll let you say her name, sung your version. That's such a compliment.
I had a chance. Yeah, I know. And love her to death. Her name is Leandria Johnson. And she, Leandria, is one of the most.
Yes. Just yes. And
her
yes
voice
and yes.
Is, it, there's no lacking.
Yeah.
There's no lack.
Yeah. I would love
no
to
lack.
Sit.
And I
would love to sit.
I said
I would love to sit and talk with her because we could. That's why we say we are key players speak, because we like talking our truth now. But go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get a chance. I was actually away. I was in another country, so I didn't get a chance to be on that session. But I did a Christmas song, and she covered it.
Wow.
And she killed it. She
yeah,
killed
sure.
me. And you know, she's going to do her thing.
Right.
She's going to do her thing. But yeah, it was Hark the Herald. And she, man, she killed that joint. So, you know, that's a blessing. It's a blessing.
Right. Now, also, you're an actor. And I love talking to people who don't mind spreading their wings. Singing, songwriting, producing, acting. Do it all. So you were a couple of projects. But tell me, how did you get the acting bug or how did you get the acting opportunity?
I've always loved acting, right? But music is what pays the bills, or music is my first love, right?
Uh-huh.
But I remember I went to this audition, I just went for it. I was so green and naive, but they seen potential.
Right.
So they took me to the side, and they just taught me some of this course. Like, I went to school for like 2 years just to kind of learn the craft. And ever since then, you know, it's been up. I love acting. I actually, right now, I am in the middle of pursuing some acting because I love the art of it.
Right.
I love the art, you know. So I look forward to this year in pursuit of that. So, but music is, that's my first love.
And that's all right. Now, you have your singing, you have your acting, songwriting. Do you play any instruments?
I play keys and organ.
Okay. So
I grew up in church playing.
Okay.
I jumped on the organ. I developed a love for the organ at an early age. It happened, our organist left the church and we didn't have any music. So one Sunday I just jumped on the organ and I just went for it.
Wow.
And my mom, I just jumped on the organ and I was like, what, 9 or something like that. And I just jumped on the organ and I went for it. My mom prior to that she brought a piano.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't afford lessons. So my mom took my hand, poured some anointing oil on it, and
Amen.
Said, you will hear whatever God is going to give you and download, and you will be great. Go play.
Wow. Wow. I love it.
Yep.
I love Faith Walkers, oh, baby. Yeah. I love it.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, it's because of my parents. I'm a preacher's kid.
Okay.
You can kind of tell.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I'm a preacher's kid, and I'm grateful to God for my parents. I'm grateful to God for their blueprint.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. I love it.
But yeah, that's how I got to playing keys and organ, and I still love it to this day.
Wow. That's awesome. That is awesome. And it roots you and it grounds you to be in both in the Christian community and the secular community. And so how do you maintain your faith in places where maybe they mock Christianity?
Well, I believe it starts with a personal relationship with God, right?
Right.
So I've had, even to this day, I work on my personal relationship, okay. And that has kept me grounded because I know I'm walking in places that some would say is full of darkness.
Right.
But here's the thing. Light shines best in darkness.
Come on.
And someone has to go. Someone has to go and be that light. And I just feel like that God has appointed me or given me that's a part of my purpose,
right?
To be the light in dark spots, in dark places. So I know my purpose. I know that's the reason why I'm in the industry I'm in.
Right.
It gets crazy.
No.
It gets crazy at times, and I gotta make sure that I'm on point.
Right, that you're.
You know what
rooted.
I mean? I gotta mm-hmm. make sure that I'm good. I make sure that my relationship with God is good. But I'm human.
Right.
You know.
Right.
I'm human. You know, but I have to make sure, like, yo, I got to remind myself, yo, you in this spot for this. Like,
right.
You're here for this. Like, make sure that, you know, when you're talking to this person, you know, whenever God says, all right, now I need you to mention this, I just got to make sure that my personal relationship with God is on point.
Right.
So I'm most effective in those arenas.
I love it. I love it. You're absolutely right. You got to be rooted. Has God ever told you to say no to something you wanted to say yes to?
Many, many, many times.
Okay, I just wanted to get that in because, yeah, it is true.
Many times.
Yeah.
Many times. So peep this out. Let me go back to the off one situation. 2 weeks prior to them calling my parents to tell them that we're going to kick him out of the group because he's not good enough. He can't sing.
Mm-hmm.
My mom. We were at Walmart, and my mom said, baby, you know, I love you, and I've been praying about this situation.
Mm-hmm.
She said, if it's God's will for you to be in this group, I pray that he keeps you in this group. But if it's not God's will, I pray that he take you out. And I was so upset with my mom with that. I was mad. No, I was upset. I was
right.
like, how could you, you know what I mean?
Right,
like, why
right.
would you even say anything like that? This is the reason why I'm out here. Like,
right.
what's up with that?
I love it.
Let me tell you, a lot of times God says no, and we will say yes.
Right.
But his no will overtake our yes.
I love
I'm
it.
I'm grateful to God that he said no to that situation. So there's been many times where, you know, I wanted to do something,
mm-hmm.
and God was like, nah, I'm going to separate you from that, bro.
I love
You'll
it.
You'll understand.
Yeah, yeah.
Say,
you'll get it later.
You'll understand it better by and by. Yeah. It was one of those moments where God was like, nah.
Yeah.
I got to keep you from it.
Because that's something he does for real. There's times where I've been in situations and God would be like, no. And I'm like, no, but God, see.
I believe you.
You know, no, see, God, like, this might really help me. And
yep.
he would be like,
yep.
I'm your only help, boo. I'm your only help. And I'd be
yep.
like, oh, okay.
Yep.
And so I have done that. And I want people to know that when you're saved for real, and you have that relationship
yeah.
with God, you can be the light in the dark places and come out unscathed.
Oh, yeah.
Like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego went in the fire and then they came out. See what I'm saying? Yeah. So when you're gifted and anointed.
They had to go through that fire too.
Yeah. But when you're gifted and anointed.
A lot of times we don't want to.
That's true.
Yeah.
But when you're gifted and anointed, suffering is part of the package, which nobody want to tell you the truth.
Ooh.
And nobody want to tell you that. Right? See, because God.
That's a whole nother story.
Yeah. Because God tests. He tests the mind and the heart, you know. So for all the people who be like, well, God know my heart. He sure enough do. And when he tested, are you going to pass? See what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. You know, are you, you know, and when he tests your, when he tests your minds and thoughts, are you going to get through and be sound and in your right mind? Or are you going to be confused?
Are you going to be confused? Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Nah, this industry is crazy, but
isn't it amazing?
If you want to, you know.
But isn't it amazing that he places us in such a in such an industry? Because sometimes I'm baffled. I'm always like, I can't even believe I've been in this industry this long, unscathed, unbothered. You know, just doing what he told me to do. You know.
But you know what, Nigeria? You know what? Imagine the number of people who didn't make it out unscathed and not in their right mind.
Ooh,
look how blessed we are.
Wee.
Let's look at it at that.
My point. God,
you know what I'm saying?
My
because
God,
it's a lot. It's too many examples.
Yes,
of
sir.
People who did not make it out.
Don't make me cry in the middle of this
with
interview.
Their right mind.
Yes,
with their right mind.
Mm.
We're blessed. We're blessed.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're blessed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, let's end it on that because there's no more to say. But that is a yes and amen. So
that's a yes and amen.
Yeah. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. As you kick in them acting doors and when you drop the full project off of the single that's out there, it needs to be on your playlist and on the radios. It gets no better than you. If you're about to propose to your girlfriend, if you trying if you trying to impress,
call me for the wedding. I'll come sing at the wedding. Call me.
Okay, now give them your information, your social media information and your contact so they can call on and call you.
Andre's World, A-N-D-R-E-Z World is on Instagram, Andre's World, YouTube, Andre's World, TikTok, Andre's World, Twitter. All you got to do is type that in. That's how you can reach me.
All right. Yeah, because, I mean, that song is for all of that. Play it at the wedding dance, the engagement, when you're trying to let her know you really like her, or, you know, you're trying to let him know you really like him. You know, back in the day, I could always tell a guy and if he liked me or not by what he played in his radio in the car. No,
you remember that?
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'd be like, he don't really like me. Or, okay, he feeling me, okay. You know,
that's old school.
These cats don't know about how to do these things. So they can start with, it gets no better than you. Listen, take my advice and it'll work. So again, Andre Washington, thank you so much for stopping by. We really appreciate you. Once a key player, always a key player. As you continue to grow and prosper, please let us be one of your media outlets.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
We'll take it from there. And I always tell people, you're more than welcome to come back. You're always welcome to come back.
I look forward to it. I look forward to it. I know you now. So
right. True.
I look forward to growing. I look forward to growing. And thanks for having me. I appreciate you.
You're more than welcome.